First reading is from Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Bread upon the waters. Cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again. Give portions to seven, yes to eight, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. If clouds are full of water, they pour rain upon the earth. Whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where it falls, there will it lie. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let not your hands be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this is or that, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. Remember your Creator while young. Light is sweet, and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. However many years a man may live, let him enjoy them all. But let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. Be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart, and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you to judgment. So then, banish anxiety from your heart, and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigour are meaningless.
Continuing with Ecclesiastes, when I come to my readings and I come to the book of Ecclesiastes, part of my heart sinks because it starts with the words meaningless, meaningless, all is meaningless. And yet we know that life is not meaningless. And here in the last chapter of Ecclesiastes, it all becomes clear to the teacher that things are not meaningless, but actually have meaning in God. So Ecclesiastes 12. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop, when the grinders cease because they are few and those who are looking through the windows grow dim, when the doors of the streets are closed and the sound of the grinding fades, when people rise up at the sound of the birds, but all their songs grow faint, when people are afraid of heights and the dangers of the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags itself along, the desire is no longer stirred. Then people go to their eternal home and mourners go about their streets. As I said, it's really cheerful, isn't it? Remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. Not only was the teacher wise, but he also imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order the many proverbs. The teacher searched to find the right words, and what he wrote was upright and true. The words of the wise are like goads. Their collected sayings are like finely embedded nails given by one shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them. Of the making of many books there is no end, and much study wearies the body. Now all has been heard, and here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commands, for this is the duty of mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including everything hidden, whether it is good or evil. Fear God and keep his commands, for this is the duty of all mankind. If I was to sum up these two chapters in Ecclesiastes, it would be about being bold in faith. The nature of the book of Ecclesiastes is a man who is at the end of his life and he's looking back and he's thinking, what a waste. What an absolute waste. Meaningless, all is meaningless. And yet, it says, have faith in God, right at the end, in faith in God. God isn't mentioned much in the book, but faith and trust in him permeates the whole thing. You'll remember the, if nothing else, then the song by the birds, which was their time to... For every season, turn, turn, turn. That's right. Well, God, as I say, isn't mentioned much, but people who seek God's blessing would be good to read Book of Ecclesiastes, because it reminds us that in the midst of all the difficulty and hardship of the world, God's blessing exists. God blesses the bold, if you like, and the last two chapters encourage boldness. And I've got five things that boldness commended by God. Firstly, it's about being bold in generosity. Chapter 11, verse 1, in the NIV revised version says, ship your grain across the sea, after many days you may receive a return. And the background of that is generosity. Indeed, in the book of the Message, it says, be generous, invest in acts of charity. Charity yields high returns. At first reading, it seems to say, if you give, you'll receive. And there's a good reason to give, that you'll get more back. But that doesn't fit the context. But this is an endorsement to speculate, to accumulate. Now that might seem quite worldly, the idea of investing in order that you may get back. But in Jewish thought, there was no secular and sacred. Everything was under God. It was a theocracy, to use the theological word, a theocracy where God rules and God is in charge. So it was good business was to invest. It's not a big step to take this into the New Testament, investing everything we have in the kingdom of God. Matthew 6, verse 19, the words of Jesus says, do not store up for yourselves treasure in heaven where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasure in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And elsewhere in the kingdom of God parables that Jesus tells, he says that it's like treasure in a field, a pearl, a lost sheep, a lost coin. These things all portray what the kingdom of God is like to those who are seeking. And this chapter, these chapters in Ecclesiastes, the whole book is about seeking meaning in meaningless. Now, when we look at what's going on in Gaza, it's no wonder that we might be thinking to ourselves, where are you, God, in this? Where are you in this suffering and hurt and pain? And Jesus says, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. And it means that we need to put our trust in God, that he will have his way. God approves boldness in our Christian lives to spread his word, to invest in people, in the community, in the world itself. The opposite? Well, it says, do not gamble everything in one venture. In other words, those words that are ancient and modern for the church. We've always done it this way. The church has always used those words. We've always done it this way, therefore it must be right. But it isn't right. We need to be bold in new ideas and new challenges, new situations, new ways of responding to the world in which we live. Now, with the closing of Spurgeon's, there'll be a number of students that won't be going into ministry. And as it is, ministry right through all denominations in this country, the numbers are going down. Maybe we need to have new ways of being church, new ways of doing church. Each year, are we doing what produces the best return? Are we going through the motions, or are we investing in God's kingdom? We need to be bold in investing in God's kingdom. And then we need to be bold in action. Ecclesiastes says, whoever watches the wind will not plant, whoever look at the clouds will not reap. Now imagine you want to take a holiday in the UK. When's a good time to go on holiday? Obviously when the greenings are not on holiday. Last week it was raining, and this week we've got a heat wave. It just shows you we're not supposed to be having good holiday weather. When you want to know the weather, you watch the news or you look at the app on your phone. And some accuracy you can know tomorrow's weather. That's what the book of Ecclesiastes says, is that if you look to the winds, you can tell the weather. But next year? No way. Can't tell what it's going to be like next year. In fact, not even next month or with any accuracy next week. If we waited until we knew for sure, we would never go anywhere. So we need to be bold in action. Sometimes guidance, when it comes to guidance for the things of the future, we wait and we wait and we wait. Lord, I want to do this, or I feel that you're calling me to do this, but I'm not going to do it right now. I'm going to wait until time is right. If we wait until things are perfect, according to Ecclesiastes, we will do nothing. And God approves of risks taken in his name. Jesus tells several parables about counting the cost and taking risks, about the treasure in the fields, about the 10 miners, that's not miners as in underground or underage people, it's the counting way of gauging currency in those days, about being wise. But he underlines action is better than inaction. We read in the Old Testament through Samuel and through Kings and Chronicles about kings in the Old Testament that did nothing. We read in the New Testament about the servant who hid his talent or his mina and buried it in the field. We read about the church at Laodicea who was neither hot nor cold. Examples of inactivity that is cursed. Instead, we're to be bold in taking a path in action. Jesus said this, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to place his head. He said to another man, follow me. The man said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, no one who puts his hand to the plow looks back fit for service for the kingdom of God. Be bold in action. Sometimes we wait, yes, but sometimes it's today is the day of action and the time to move. And then we need to be bold in mystery. There are many things that the book of Ecclesiastes says that we don't understand. 11 verse 5 says, you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. When it comes to a mystery book, how many of you have ever turned to the back page to see who done it? Yeah, some of you have, that's good, because I'm not the only one then. Mystery is fun, but sometimes difficult. And this is an odd phrase. But fact is, there's much about God which is a mystery and is lost often to an embarrassment to us. But children's theology, and let's face it, Jesus said, be like children, not childish, but like children. Children's theology is often the deepest. Who made God? Where is heaven? What does God look like? These things, these questions, which we would dismiss as saying, oh, they're childish, are actually good theology. Who made God? Where is heaven? What does he look like? Why does evil exist in a good world? Life is a mystery. It begins with a baby, says Ecclesiastes. For you created my inmost being, says Psalm 139, verse 13. You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. It's a mystery when a woman is pregnant. Nobody can understand fully what is happening as this baby develops. And nobody can prove yet where life starts. But we rejoice boldly in the mystery. I don't know. And there are some things that we don't know about the Bible and about our Christian faith. And we need to be bold in that mystery and say, I don't know. And the same is true for the plan of God. We can't always know the plan of God for our lives. We don't even know our own plan for our lives. It's a mystery. And we've been given two gifts to help us cope with this world of mystery, a common sense and the peace of Christ. And to act boldly, we need both. The peace of Christ in our hearts and common sense. With these, we are armed to live. I do not know what lies ahead, but I know who holds the future. Be bold in mystery and following God and trusting him. And then there's boldness in faith. Boldness in faith. Again, the picture in Ecclesiastes is a picture of business. And these are practical pieces of advice. The future is known, but we accept the risk. Some ventures will fail, but if we commit to God, a sufficient number will succeed. We may fail, but that's allowed. If this morning you're feeling a bit of a failure as a Christian, that's okay. God can restore us. That's what forgiveness for all time is about, is being restored by him. The fear of failure is a sin of idolatry. The fear of a false God. What is the worst that can happen, says the book of Ecclesiastes? If we fail, God will restore us. And what is commended instead is boldness. Be bold in your faith. Be bold in knowing that even if you fail, God will restore and put you back into a right place with him. And the last one is about being bold in sharing our faith. According to C.S. Lewis, when we share our faith, we are loosing a lion. That's quite a picture, isn't it? Loosing a lion. We need not be timid. As it says in C.S. Lewis's books, in the Narnia books, it says that Aslan is not a tame lion. We can share our faith with confidence. 2 Timothy 4 verse 2 says, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. And 1 Peter 3:15 says, But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. It's not easy sharing our faith. Sometimes it's hardest with our friends and family and neighbours. But we need boldness. The word bold occurs about 10 times in Scripture. I looked it up this week. And it seems mainly to be about sharing our faith. It's about Paul when he was going to share his faith with the different towns and villages throughout the Middle East. And he ends up being flogged, beaten, thrown into prison. And each time he says, we did so with boldness. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, now has all been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether good or evil. Be bold, because God blesses the bold. Let's pray together. By nature, Lord, when we approach the things of faith, we tend to be quite timid. And it's not often that we're bold in our declaration of our faith and the practice of our faith. But I pray, Lord, that we would be bold in this world of insecurity and unsurety. Give us the means by which we might have that same confidence that the book of Ecclesiastes has, that in spite of all that we see going on in the world, we will be bold in our faith to proclaim that God is love, that he sent Jesus to die on a cross for us, that we might share in his resurrection. Lord, hear us in this prayer, we pray. Amen.